Now, he says here, he asks a few very pointed questions. Can a man take fire in his bosom and his clothes not be burned? I think the answer to that is obvious. Can one go upon hot coals and his feet not be burned? We got, you know, quite a few fanatics that do that, but it always burns your little tootsies when you walk on those hot coals. Now, he says, so he that goeth in to his neighbor's wife, whosoever toucheth her shall not be innocent. Now, this is something that is quite amazing in Scripture. And it's amazing that this works out in human life. And apparently God entertains thoughts along this line. And it's this. A man that commits adultery is not innocent. And he has no plea whatsoever. Now, he goes on to give an illustration. Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. Now, if a man is hungry and steals, well, sympathy goes to him. A man was arrested in my community here in Southern California and has found out he had some little children at home that were hungry. May I say to you, what would you do in a case like that? Well, I'll be very frank and tell you this, that I got a grandson. And if that little fella gets hungry, I'm going to go out and get some food for him. And I'll be honest with you, I'm going to get food for him. If I don't have the money, I'm still going to get food for him. Why? Men do not despise a thief if he steal to satisfy his soul when he's hungry. But if he be found, he shall restore sevenfold. He shall give all the substance of his house. I'd mortgage my house. I would get the money to pay for it some way. Now he goes on to say, but whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. Again, I draw these illustrations from right around us here in Southern California. A man walked into another man's room the other day and drew a gun, and he shot the man dead. Well, the story came out. The man was exonerated. His home had been wrecked by this man. This is something you don't forgive very easily. Whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. A wound and dishonor shall he get, and his reproach shall not be wiped away. And that is something that will scar his soul for life. Never get beyond that. As a pastor, and I'm sure many other pastors could tell this. I know a wife that her husband had an affair years ago, and he repented of it, came back to her, asked to be forgiven. She forgave him. But I happen to know the home, and I happen to know that it's not a happy home. That's something you don't rub out. You lack understanding. You'll wreck your home. You'll wreck your life. This is something that's wrecked many a man. He will not regard any ransom, neither will he rest content, though thou givest many gifts. Why? Because for jealousy is the rage of a man, therefore he'll not spare in the day of vengeance. Tremendous thing.